Stocks in Asia mixed and cautious after U.S. equities pulled back from a rally that drove the S&P 500 index to multiple records. Spurring speculation, the market may have gone too far too fast. Here at home, the PSE index gained nearly 0.75% to close at 68.98.
A lot of caution ahead of the long holiday and ahead of the monetary board meeting of the BSP and ahead of the inflation for the month of March, which is due in the next week. Yeah, that should come out ahead of the BSP monetary board. So there's going to be two events that will drive the market reaction.
In corporate stories, JG Summit tripled its core net income in 2023 to $19.6 billion thanks to the significant turnaround in the company's airline, Cebu Air, along with expanding margins in its property and food businesses and tapering losses from its petrochemical unit. Dogokongwei-led conglomerate notes incorporating more favorable foreign exchange and mark-to-market adjustments, net income leapt to 20.2 billion pesos, 30 times the amount reported in the same period the previous year. Meanwhile, an update on ASEAN's additional investment in A subsidiaries. ASEAN subscribes to 50,446 redeemable preferred shares, A3, of Unit Philwind for a total subscription price of 504 million pesos. On top of that, ASEAN is also buying an additional 49,540 redeemable preferred share C from another subsidiary, North Luzon Renewable Energy, for about 495 million pesos. The additional funding will be used for the construction and completion of the 70-megawatt wind farm in Pagudpod, Ilocos Norte. Still on ASEAN, it executed a loan agreement with another wholly owned subsidiary, Gigasol 1, for a 500 million peso term loan facility to fund Gigasol 1's development and capital expenditure requirements. Still in refunding news, Yuchenko-led Petro Green Energy Corporation has secured an 834 million loan facility from another Yuchenko firm, RCBC, for its Sagohoy Solar Power Project in Bohol, which will begin construction by the fourth quarter of this year. Finally, Asia United Bank, the banking arm of the Rabisco Group, partners with GLN International, a subsidiary of Korean banking giant KB Hana Bank, to facilitate cross-border quick response code payments. This partnership will enable 1.45 million visitors from Korea, the leading source of tourists to the Philippines, to make QR payments at local merchants using the mobile wallets issued in their home country.